so.
Yeah. Mark 9, 30 to 37. Well, I see we have a good turnout here. Apparently the news got out that we were going to have the raffle for the new Buick after this, huh? Now, we're in Mark's Gospel, and at this point, after we have passed the lesson for this last Sunday in chapter 7, verse 37, where the crowd says, "He has done all things well." That is more or less the high point in the story of Mark of Jesus' popularity. From that point onward, things start to go downhill, and you get to see increasingly difficulties with his ministry. In chapter 8, the disciples show a real lack of understanding. For example, in verse 17, he says, "Do you not yet understand? You have hearts which are hardened." When he says that to them, we can only be reminded of difficulty and hardness of heart with the parables on the part of the outsiders in chapter 4. And so that theme in verse 21 of chapter 8, "Do you not yet understand," is a very important theme. Then the latter part of chapter 8, starting in 31, is the first passion prediction of Jesus. And that first passion prediction, 8:31 and 32, well, no, I guess it's just in 31, elicits Peter's negative comment and Jesus rebuking him. There is, in the beginning of chapter 9, the transfiguration and so forth. But we can see now a pattern of negativity beginning with the disciples evidencing some serious lack of understanding. So let's go to 30 now. Oh, by the way, you'll notice that the pericope system does omit 28 and 29, where the disciples are not able to cast out an unclean spirit. And the disciples ask him, why they weren't able to do that. And he says, "This type is able in no way to go out except in prayer." And so, I mean, you have another one of these kind of weird Markan pericopes, like the guy who it takes two times to be healed. But again, the difficulty of the disciples. Well, this increases now in this current pericope in chapter 30. Kakaithen ex el funtes par e paroyanta diates galalias. And from there, that kakaithen is kai ekaithen. Remember, any then ending is source. So ekai means there, and ekaithen is from there. Kakaithen has an elision there, hence in your Nestle text, the apostrophe. And from there, after they had gone out, they began to journey along through Galilee. And uk athelen hinatis gnoi. And he was not desiring that somebody know. Talk about that form gnoi. That is an irregardless form. That is to say, it is a form that is not technically correct, but has assimilated to another pattern. Well, what's the pattern it's assimilated to? The contract verb pattern. This is from gnosko, and it should have been gno, gamma, nu, omega, yoda subscript. But that the gnosko in the third principal part is similar in a lot of ways to the uh-oh contract verb patterns, and the two began to affect each other. So I think that's the explanation. So gnoi would be parsed as third singular, aorist subjunctive active after the hinna. Hinna is going to take the subjunctive, and it would be an object use of this hinna clause. He was not desiring that anybody know who he is, know his ministry, I guess. For gar, verse 31, edidasken. Now, at our peril, do we neglect to observe these imperfects? Notice par eparoyanta was also imperfect. They began to travel, I think would probably be the best way to render that, through Galilee. For he was habitually teaching his disciples, and he was saying to them that, and now here comes the second passion prediction. Notice the verse, 9:31. Three passion predictions in Mark are 8:31, 9:31, and 10:33. And this is the second one coming along. The Son of Man, paradidotai, that the Son of Man was being handed over, I guess you could say was going to be, you can actually do that with the present, was going to be, this is indirect discourse in a secondary sequence, guys. The huti clause is indirect discourse, and it's after el again. He was going to be handed over into the hands of men, and they would apoktenousin auton, kill him. They will kill him. Now we put it into a secondary sequence. They would kill him. That is third plural, future indicative active of apoktaino, and apoktanthais, having been killed, meta tris hemeras, after 3 days, anastasitai, he would rise. He will rise, and we put that back into he would rise. Andy, there's our obligatory form of histemi, one of which occurs in every pericope in the New Testament. All right. So, on average, it really is the case that you will find a form of histemi on average in every pericope. Now, that is a third singular future indicative middle. The middles of histemi will be intransitive, and therefore you say arise, not be raised, or something like that. 32. Hoide and they, that's kind of switching to the other guys in the discussion here. Egnoun, they were continually unknowing of, ignorant of, ta hrema, the utterance, hrema, utterance, and ephabunta, and they were afraid, or they became afraid. I think this is probably reflecting a kind of a continual situation here. They were fearful, ep erotesai, to ask him. That's from ep erotao, aorist active infinitive. They were afraid to ask him. Note again the negative picture of the disciples, that they here are in a difficulty as far not only as the meaning is concerned, but that they are uncertain even about asking him. 33. Kai elfen, and they came into Capernaum. Kai en te oikea genomenos, ep erota autus, and in the house, remember oikos differs from oikea approximately in that oikea will generally be the actual building. Whereas oikos, while it may be the building, is also the word used for like the house and lineage of David. So in the house, the building, genomenos, after he had come to be in the house, after he had gotten into the house, Epeirota, let's parse that form. That is third singular, imperfect indicative active of epeirotao. Remember, always check your imperfects of the contract verbs. They always look a little strange in the active, principally because with the recessive accent, you don't have a circumflex. So it doesn't give it away that you're dealing with a contract by having a circumflex on it. Remember in this one, the ep on the front is a preposition. A, the eta, the third letter, is the augment. Ep erota, he began to ask them. Remember, erotao differs from aiteo in that erotao is asking for information, aiteo is asking for stuff. So if you ask for a glass of water, that's aiteo. If I ask you your name, then that's erotao. They mix them around a little bit, but that's the general rule. And he began to ask them, Ti, not why, but probably what in the way, in the road, di elogidzeste, were you discussing? Hoide esiopon. I mean, is this great or what? Nice imperfect there, and they fell silent. Another contract verb. This is an a-o contract verb also. And the epsilon is the augments from c-o-pa-o. And they fell silent. Why? For pros allelus to one another, dielechthesan, third plural, aorist indicative passive, understanding dielogizomai as a passive deponent. For they had discussed toward one another, with one another, in the road, tis my zone, who greater? No verbs there. Who was greater? Oh, now this is really showing them in a great light. So not only do they not understand, now they're discussing who is better here. Kai kathisas, and having taken a seat, aorist active participle, ephone sen tus dodeca, he summoned, he called, well, I shouldn't say summon, that's proskaleomai. He called the 12, and he says to them, now check it out here, guys. Notice how he switched to the present here, Mark, which is going to foreground this now. So this foregrounds it, and the reader is, you know, should be aware that this is going to be kind of the highlight of the pericope. By the way, I might also point out to you that Mark tends to do this quite a lot when it's talking about the 12 and so on. I think this is implying that there's a larger group going around than just the 12, and so he is able to pull them out at various times. And he says to them, if somebody, remember tis is somebody without the accent, if somebody desires to be protus first, he will be panton eschatos kai panton diakonos. He will be of all last and of all servant. Now, that means that he will be last of all and servant of all. But look at the word order there. Last of all and servant of all. Protus is a nominative, even though there's an infinitive there, because the predicate noun is modifying someone who is the same as the subject. And thus, you keep it in the nominative. 36. Kai labon. And upon taking of little child, paideon, este sen, another form of histe me, third singular, sweet aorist, indicative active, it's transitive, he stood it, the little child, in the midst of them, and en ankalesamenus, En ankalidzomai is to enfold in an embrace with your arms. So it would be embracing, and upon embracing it, him said to them, whoever one of these sort little kids receives at my name receives me. Hosan takes the subjunctive, so dexetai is the subjunctive. And whoever dechetai receives me does not receive me, but the having sent me guy, the one who sent me. Now, I want you to notice that there is a switch here between dexetai and dechetai. Dexetai being aorist, middle subjunctive, and dechetai being present. I think this is the use of the present stem as emphatic, and it would be whoever receives a child in my name receives me, and whoever actually receives me actually receives the one who sent me. So that present then focusing in on the connection between you and the reception. You actually receive the Father by doing this. Okay, thank you.
Hey, that's not like communication. I hadn't thought of it. Does not receive.
Oh, yeah, good.
Does not just receive me, but also.
Yeah, that is a very good example.